Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse the Planners. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts once again. Praise God, I still got on my JDM logo shirt. This belongs to the people that have worked for our ministry. Well, I got me one, and they clean up around here. And I said, man, I like that shirt. Let me get me one of those. I got it. I want to talk today about something I believe will bless you. Is your word as good as God's word? Do you keep your word? I want to talk about a lie is a lie. And God said, I'm not man that I can lie. That's one thing God can't do is lie. Now, you know it and I know it. Has anybody ever lied to you and you found out about it? I bet you it hurt your feelings. Why? Well, why can't you just simply tell the truth? See, when you say something, you should do what you say. No one should be ever able to separate you from your word and you. You can't separate God from his word. He said, my word shall not return unto me void. Psalms 89:34 says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 through 25 says this, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is creating in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. So a lie is a lie. Now, you really want to get the definition? Proverbs 12, verse 22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Lying lips. I think you would be disappointed if I lied to you. I won't lie to you. I don't want people lying to me. I bet people ask me all the time, but you know, you just don't get offended. You cannot offend me. You've heard me say it before. I didn't say you couldn't hurt my feelings. Yeah, we can do that. But I will never let it develop to offense because I don't want to become what I don't like. I don't want to be a liar. Let me ask you a question. Let me tell you something. Have you ever lied? Yes. I'm going to tell you the truth. I have. But there's no such thing as a little white lie. Why don't you just tell the truth? Well, I didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings. So you're going to lie about it. Satan is a liar, and he's the father of it. We don't realize that. And now, today, lying has become so prevalent in our government. I mean, these politicians, I mean, they just lie, look at you in the camera like I'm looking at you, and just lie, and they get caught, and they don't even apologize. And they wonder why they lose their positions, because lying will destroy you. But let me read again. Ephesians 4, 23, 25, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. I like that. So I don't want to lie. In all these things you've heard me, I don't lie. I preach the word of the living God. Financially, when I ask people to be partners to our ministry, 100% goes into world evangelism. That's not a lie. All of it goes. Me and Kathy are debt-free. I mean, we've been debt-free since 1982. We have no concept of debt. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. The reason why, because people partner with us, they'll send financial things. I don't want any of your finance to go pay a finance company interest. You didn't give to pay the interest. You gave to the project, or you gave to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. So I thought, well, I'm going to get out of debt. And I did. And stay out of debt. Now, are you against borrowing money? No, I'm not. But the Bible said, owe no man anything but to love him. But also, Abraham was a lender. So somebody got to borrow it to be a lender. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the lender, the borrower is in trouble, the lender is one has the power. You see what I'm saying? Do you know every mortgage you ever sign on the house, in that mortgage thing 30 years, there's a line in there that they can call your mortgage in 30 days? Everybody. And if you don't come up with that money in 30 days, they can take that house from you. I don't care how much money you put in it. They don't tell you that, but it's in there. So a lie is a lie. Chrissy told me to preach, minister that today, you know. I thought maybe somebody had lied to her. She was pretty mad. A lie is a lie. So don't do that. Live in God's word, okay?